Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
I'm going to tell you the story about how I went from being a personal trainer who drove their car around. I used to drive my Jeep around and door to door to door, started at 5 a.m., finished most nights around 9 or 10 p.m., and how it is I've been able to change my life and how that really started in my car. It started in my car. So when I first graduated from Michigan State University, I kind of thought I wanted to go to law school. I mean, I told everyone I wanted to go to law school, but there was a piece inside of me that was like, do I really want to do this? And I knew what I loved doing was helping people feel better about themselves. And it just so happened that the way I was able to do that was via personal training. So I would personal train clients before work as a paralegal at a firm in Tustin, California, on my lunch hour, after work, and I would start like around 5 a.m. some days, 4:30 a.m., and I would finish most days around like 9 or 10 p.m. And that was in addition to the full-time job that I was working as a paralegal. Now, eventually, I got up the nerve to say to my boss, hey, I really want to stay, and I love this, but I'm making a lot more money as a personal trainer. Can I cut back to part-time? Which they allowed me to do, which was amazing. But there was one morning, actually there was many mornings, I would pull into this little bakery on the corner by a gas station. And I would go in there every single morning. It was kind of like the thing that got me out of bed at 4 a.m. Like I would just like look forward to this oat bran muffin that I would get. And I would go to this little bakery very early in the morning. And there was often another personal trainer there at the exact same time as me. And he would, I don't know what he was getting, but he was usually there at the same time as me. He also drove a Jeep. He drove a white Jeep. And we both had our business logos on the sides of our Jeeps, right? I remember he was like a little bit older than me. And I felt like a little sense of competition. We weren't really even friendly with each other other than to like say hello, but we didn't swap stories or get to know each other. It was just kind of one of those things where it's like, oh, he's pulling in, I'm pulling in. We both know we're off to have this busy morning of personal training. But the thing is with personal training, which is true if you're a doctor, a lawyer, a professional, even if you own your own business, you're still kind of an employee. You're still not making money unless you're working. And what's worse than being an employee is that people cancel like crazy. You've canceled on your doctor. You've canceled on your dentist. You've canceled on your chiropractor. You've canceled on your massage therapist. You cancel on people all the time. And when you own your own business and you're not an employee and people cancel, your income gets canceled. And sure, you can set up rules and regulations and ask people to sign agreements so that they understand that if they do that, you're going to charge them. But you and I both know you do that enough times and they're going to give you up. Can you really afford to lose that client? Can you really afford to lose that money and go out and try to find somebody new? Okay, and so let's just say that I was able to fill my entire day from 5 a.m. until 9 p.m. with clients every single hour. Let's just say I could do that. How do I make more money? I've reached my cap. Even if I can fill every single hour of my day, I've reached my cap, number one, and number two, unless I can pack more people into that hour. But the point is, there's no passive income to that. There was no passive income to that. And it was difficult and it was hard. And I realized that at first, as much as I loved it, I also realized, wow, I'm just out of college. I haven't really even started a family or my career or anything. And this is it. Like, I can't do better than this because I can't get more hours in the day. I've got to figure out something else. I went to a leadership conference. So I think I was probably 27 years old at this point when I finally decided, okay, I've got to start investing in personal development. And I went to a leadership conference at which there were many famous speakers who you would know. Billy Blanks was there. Isn't that funny? Brian Tracy, Tony Robbins. Gosh, so many amazing speakers. But I really only heard one person that day, and it was Brian Tracy. Like, amongst all the other people, I was like, yeah, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Like, I took mad notes, but I was like, whatever, kind of thing. But when I heard Brian Tracy, I was like, silence. I was the only one in the room. There's amazing speakers. I only heard one. I only heard Brian Tracy. There's something about the way he delivered his message that was like, I felt like it was my dad. You know what I mean? Like a total trust factor. And I left the auditorium and walked over to his booth where he had for sale audio cassettes. And I bought his audio cassettes. And I sure did drive around in my car every day, listening to those audio tapes and listening to them on repeat over and over and over again, to the point at which I would say things that I thought were my original quote because I'd heard it so many times. It was becoming the way I was thinking, but I listened to it endlessly and I kept pulling up into that same bakery and seeing that same personal trainer in his white Jeep, me in my red Jeep. And I would see him day after day and I knew he was much older than me. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to be that dude. I don't want to be that guy. 10 years from now, up at 4 a.m., praying that when I get to my client's home, that they haven't canceled on me and that I haven't lost another $100 and 2 extra hours of sleep. I don't want to be that guy. He doesn't look that happy. I don't want to be him. And I'm going to listen and I'm going to spend all my time in my car getting smart. And I learned more in my car. God bless you, Michigan State University. But I learned so much more in my car than I ever learned at a university. I learned how to be smart. I learned to adopt the habits of people who were successful. And I understood what it meant to waste time, and that wasted time means wasted potential. And this is a study that comes out from AAA, and this is a study that they released in 2015. On average, Americans spend approximately 57 minutes in their car per day. 57 minutes in their car per day. That's 57 minutes that you could be spending enriching your life. There's only one way you move ahead. You move ahead by learning new things and meeting new people. But to be honest, I don't even know if you have to meet new people. You definitely need people on your team. You definitely need people to help you. But now, because of the internet, you can meet those people virtually. But you do need knowledge. You need two things. You need knowledge and you need time to implement. Because y'all know people, and maybe it's even you, who we get so excited about consuming information that we never set aside time to implement. And if you're not implementing, it's kind of pointless. You know, you can be the world's most highly educated nutritionist, but if you're not applying what you know about food and how it affects your body and you're eating junk, like, what's the point, right? You have to implement it, and that requires time. So the time you're in your car, may I suggest to you that you use that time to get smarter, to get wiser, to have an open mind, to think about things differently, to be better, to grow, and then schedule. This is my tip, you guys, because it took me so many years to figure this out. I thought if I would just drive around and listen, it would change my life. And you know what? It did. It did. So if you're doing that, boom, you got it. But it wasn't until I started scheduling time to implement what I was learning that my success started to skyrocket. And that's my tip for you. I know you're watching my broadcast. I already know what you're like. You're a learner. You're not here necessarily to be entertained. You are someone who's like, I need information. I want to get ahead. I'm going to listen to you with an open mind. I'm going to try these things. But because of that, I know one other thing about you. And how do I know this? Because we're a lot alike. And that is, we get obsessed with knowledge. And then you have that fear of missing out on knowledge, right? Like, oh, if I miss that broadcast, what if they disclosed something incredibly valuable that I need to know about Facebook engagement? If I'm not watching Periscope all day long, then I might miss some incredibly valuable tip that everybody else knows about and I don't know about it. And if I don't know about it, well, then I'll be left in the dark and everyone will be like, ha, 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 you didn't know about how to get Facebook engagement? You must not have been paying attention to all the experts on Periscope who are broadcasting morning, noon, and night. I get it. I'm that way too. It's that fear of missing out on knowledge. But my friends, there's so much knowledge. You could never consume all of it in a day and still have time to implement. You've got to have time to implement. And it doesn't magically appear. It must be scheduled. Scheduled time to implement the changes that you need to make in order to change your life. Keep doing what you do, even with the knowledge that you have, and you will have the same result, regardless of how much knowledge you have. It's only once you implement these things and schedule the time to do it, and then you've got to have boundaries. It's too distracting to get excited about all this new stuff, right? And all these amazing new experts and, you know, someone so-and-so is talking about this book and that seminar and this person. And I want to take it all in. What if I miss out? What if I don't know where the latest greatest is? That's okay. Not too long ago, I was sitting in this front seat and I'm not driving a Jeep anymore, but that's okay. I was taking Brendan Burchard back to the airport from my house. And Brendan said to me, hey, and he was like, he's just so high energy and he's like that 24/7. I love him for that. He said to me, hey, do you know so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so? And he lists off like five amazing people. I'm like, nope. You don't know what? Oh my God, girl, I got to introduce you to so-and-so. I'm like, mm-hmm. And he's like, have you read so-and-so's book? And he's like one of those people that I finally just looked at him. I said, Brendan, stop saying these names and these books and these seminars because I'm having heart palpitations. I don't want to know any new people. I don't want to know any new ideas. I don't want to go to any new seminars. I don't want to be introduced to any new people to get into any new conferences or speak at new. I just need to master what I know right now. And I know myself. And you right now talking that way are like, I'm an addict for that kind of stuff. So it's like I'm a drug addict and you're laying out like a table of cocaine and heroin. I had to put on the brakes and tell him like, don't introduce me to any of these people. Don't tell me about one more book. Don't tell me about one, because it's too much. And I haven't mastered what I know yet. Like I have to, just give me a minute. I need to master this. And I don't like feeling overwhelmed. And I don't like feeling like I'm missing out. But my husband and my kids and anybody who knows me knows there's one thing I hate. Ready? Kids, put on your earmuffs. And this is the truth. I hate half-assing things. I hate half-assing. I'm going to do it all the way and I'm going to do it right. And if you get caught up in that fear that you're going to be missing out on all the latest greatest and you never take time to implement what you've learned, you just kind of try to implement it a little bit on the fly while you're learning new stuff, y'all are going to be half-assing it. That's why you never feel like you're doing your best. So permission to just decide what it is you want to learn this month. And encouragement to use your car. Download those podcasts. You guys, it blows my mind that every one of you aren't listening to business podcasts. It blows my mind. It really does. Because it's free. It's amazing resources. You can listen to it in your car. It doesn't have to eat up data. You can just download it. But may I suggest that you stick with a topic? So a lot of times you'll fall in love with a particular podcaster. And this is even true of me. You'll fall in love with a particular podcaster. Today they're talking about Facebook. And then tomorrow they're talking about YouTube ads. And then the next day they're talking to angel investors. And it just feels so overwhelming. And as much as this probably goes against common sense that I would recommend you not just listen to my podcast or someone else's, I think you should pick a topic and stick with it. Just type in the search window, whatever that topic is that you want to make yourself an expert on this month, and stick with that topic. Like there will be 95 podcasts on that particular topic. And I want you to listen to all 95 of them, even if it's from 20 different podcasters, because you'll probably get different views and perspectives and experts, but it will help you to stay focused and to really become an expert. It'll keep you centered on that one thing. And then do it in your car. Can you imagine where your life would be a year from now if you spent an hour a day learning more about business, but not all areas, very specific curriculum that you choose? When we waste time, we waste potential. And I want you to know my journey started in my car. And guess what? Not too long ago, I was driving past that very same corner. And guess whose white Jeep I saw? Yep, you guessed it. That same personal trainer, except now he's 15 years older and he's still doing the same thing. God bless him. Maybe he's so happy. Maybe he has found his purpose. Maybe he's helping so many people. That is amazing. But I know I'd be pulling up right next to him if I hadn't spent my time in my car commuting to clients, learning more about my business. Because I would have died if I was still having to go that route. You know, I knew it wasn't my potential. I knew it was my start. That's all I have for you today. I hope that you'll spend time today on iTunes or Stitcher if you've got an Android and spend some time searching for particular topics in the business category that relate to a topic that you want to learn more about in your car. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Build Your Tribe. I'd like to invite you to attend one of my free trainings on how you can build your brand, grow your business, and attract more followers using one of my favorite social media platforms, Instagram. Sign up for my free webinar by going to howtoinstabrand.com. That's howtoinstabrand, B-R-A-N-D.com. Trainings are free, and I would love to share with you my top tips.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.